100.7 The Tiger, off the record with Brittany and Abby. Still live in Nashville for Charlotte McCoy's Music Row Remotes during CMA Fest Week. Today is our last day. We interviewed a lot of people, so I think we're going to be sprinkling some interviews in next week. So make sure you're sticking around for that. So this next artist that we're going to be talking to, we actually went out with last night.
Yes, we like to call him Alvin because one time he sounded like Alvin and the Chipmunks. So we like to call him Alvin, and he's a good friend of ours by now.
Yeah, Tim Duggar is who we're talking to right now. And we actually took a lot of root beer float shots with him last night at Red Door. Well, I say we. I did. You did not, Brittany.
I did not take the shots, but Tim definitely was the one encouraging them.
Yeah.
Who thought of that?
I'm pretty sure that was you, friend.
I think you were like the first five. I don't know who were the other ones after, but.
Yeah, we took quite a few of them. But y'all were like, I've watched, y'all were like trying to hide them. Y'all
you took,
I was sipping on them.
Yeah.
I was sipping on them. Yeah.
I was like, no.
This morning at like 5, I think I got up at like 6 and it was. That was a bad idea.
Yeah. This morning you shared something on Facebook and it said shared 5 hours ago. And I was like, that would have been like 1:30.
Oh,
like,
that was definitely drunk.
I love it. I love it.
I think people should know about this.
Yeah. We were recapping this morning with B-Rad and Trimble over there.
Trimble didn't get here until like
9.
I didn't think I'd see him today.
Yeah. There was a lot to unpack last night. Yeah. I did not get a DM, so I just...
I don't remember that. Well, yeah. I don't know.
Not yet.
His little spiel, I didn't really... I didn't care for that. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
How can Abby Lee up her game, do you think?
Oh, God.
I don't know. You were like a...
Not be like, don't hug like me when somebody hugs me.
Yeah, you were like a... I don't know. Like, you had your bobber out.
Yeah.
But you wasn't really, like, you know, you wasn't changing the bait up. Yeah. I mean, you kind of went with the same thing all night.
Right.
So, didn't change your game at all.
Didn't change it. Right. Didn't see what wasn't working and switching it up.
Yeah. I just, like, I'm terrible at that stuff. Like, unless I'm really, really drunk, that's the only way I will, like.
I have, like, some friends that are, like, starting a date again and stuff. And just to. It would be hard, especially with how it's like social media and all that. I'd probably just be catfishing people. Like,
right.
Just be like, yeah.
Okay, so obviously you're married, but what would be your go-to pickup line?
I don't know. Probably, I mean, if somebody wants to take a shot, that would be a good way to start, I'd say.
Look, if somebody buys me a shot and brings it to me... Hook, line, sinker.
Don't say, I can't take it. I'm not drinking.
Yeah,
that was
a little weird. Did y'all talk about that?
No.
Not yet. No.
Well, I'm not spilling that to you, but yeah, that's weird. I would say, so if I'm in a place I don't know anybody, if I go in a bar, I would just order like 5 or 6 shots and just for anybody that's around me.
Yeah.
So that's kind of
that
how
guy.
You, break the ice.
Get everybody included.
My wife hates that.
Why?
Because I'm the type that will, let's buy shots for them. I will really overdo it.
And
she's like, you want to just buy shots and take shots. And
does she like shots?
Her alter ego loves shots.
I'm with her. Love
she has an alter ego named Tareeb. Her name is Tara.
I love it.
So I told her next time I see Tareeb, we have to have a talk.
All right.
Because Tareeb has loose lips. She tells everybody's business, and she, like, shows out. But
I need to meet Tareeb.
Yes.
I wanted her to come out last night. Maybe next time y'all are in town.
Next time.
Get her out.
Next time. We had so much fun with you last night.
It was fun.
Burning questions.
Okay.
You ready
Good
for this?
Luck. Godspeed.
I feel like you're pretty much an open book, though, so...
Yes. Oh, do I need to read the
question? Yes.
Have you ever received a nude? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you still get them often in your DMs?
Every now and then.
Yeah.
Every now and then. And you know what? I think it's flattering.
Like, shoot
it's
awesome. Or shoot.
Yeah.
Like, yes. Sometimes you just.
I think it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I'm sure you do.
Bring them home.
I guess so. Tareeb would flip the dang table, though.
Oh, this is way TMI.
Come on. Bring it to
no,
us.
No, no.
That's okay.
I'm seeing alcohol from last night is wanting me to say way more than I should. But no, every now and then, and I will tell. I'll be like, oh, because it makes, I mean, yeah. good You're for like, the
whoa.
Ego.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're,
you know, yeah. I feel like musicians are people that love attention. Anybody that says they don't, like, mm-hmm. it's got to be at least, I would say 90% of us like the attention and yeah. we love what we do. So, mm-hmm. so yeah, I mean, I think we all kind of, you know, that's a form of flattery, I guess. Yeah.
Okay,
very
there
flattering.
You go.
I like there you go.
And I don't care what they look like. Thank you.
I like them all.
I love it. I love it. Well, Tim, we love you. And
can I put this one back?
Yeah, put it back in there. Put it back in there.
Somebody else got to answer that, too.
We're going to send you with a shot glass. And
sweet, yeah.
You know,
we'll take shots later.
Yeah, we'll take shots. Well, not you, Brittany, yeah, but not the rest me. Of us. We could pour our root beer shots in there.